Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stone's bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bruce Piasecki. And he's the president of American Hazard Control Group, AHCG, and the author of World Inc., which is a new book, also Doing More with Less. A couple of books of that theme. The Surprising Solution, still one of my favorites, and he's our good friend. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bruce, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the future of capitalism. And your new book is, that's the subtitle, The Future of Capitalism.
Yes.
World Inc., right? The Future of Capitalism. And it's about what you consider to be what companies that are doing things right. I'm not going to say anything about what I call financial capitalism as you talk about these companies, because if they are doing some good things, I know they are doing good things. All I'm going to say is I don't want these companies who are doing a lot of good things around the world, I don't want them to think that that's enough.
Right.
Because until they let everybody play in the marketplace, as long as they can drive their share price without adding value to the economy, I'm not going to let them get away with that. But that's all I'm going to say. Go ahead.
No, what I love about your work, Jim, is that it is important that everything comes back to Main Street rather than Wall Street.
That's right.
Or FTSE. And so I want two images in your listener's mind. The first is an hourglass where, you know, there's a lot of grains of sand, and every small business, medium-sized business, giant business is fighting against time. So I use the image of the hourglass because at the top of the hourglass, much of the grain these days for the people who are going to attract capital and attract customers is being colored legitimately by social expectations. And there's a rising movement against speculative or senile capitalism. Because the grains of sand are about social diversity, social equity. It's about being inventive. It's about being a good governed company. It's about environment, right? So there's this movement in asset managers, hundreds and thousands of them, from Morgan Stanley, MCSI, to others like, you know, Deutsche Bank, where they're looking at the grains of sand coming through the narrow waistline of the hourglass, which is where the top executives make their decisions on a quarterly basis, as it spins out to the tens of thousands of people in the supply chain or within the firm at the bottom of the hourglass. What the future of capitalism does is it tries to explain the urgencies of who's going to be a better investment based on those grains of sand, which are actually determined by society. So you get some companies that are willing to invest beyond the quarter, that are willing to do such complex systems as yielding energy across a 12-year return on investment. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you explain that to the world? The only way to explain it is to realize that a corporation, small or big, is osmotic, that it both is responding to external pressure, not just market pressure, to external social pressure and internal decision making. And so I describe in New World Companies seven companies that find the proper balance between money, people, and rules. So of course there's executive imperatives to make profit margins, right? Improvements. Of course.
Well, the only imperative is to drive the share price.
Well, I believe that you got to do five or six things very well. You have to expand your customer
base.
When
I say the only imperative, that is what they wake up thinking about every morning, and everything else is a support under that.
There is a central imperative. However, there are six or seven competing drives. For example, to reduce your risk premium for investors, so you can attract more capital, right? There's also the pressure to differentiate your product so that you got the best toothpaste or the best car or the best computer. There's definitely a pressure now to expand your supply chain so that it goes more global, so you could buy stuff cheaper and more reliably from other performers. I think there's an internal pressure to improve the efficiency of your manufacturing and also your distribution and sales. So in my book, I talk about the fundamental pieces of grain within the clock. But more interestingly, Jim, I describe in a very popular, colorful way the things outside of the clock that business schools are not teaching you about.
Which is,
it
like,
is a social expectation for firms to be less speculative. Mm-hmm. I believe it's existing, and it's not a romantic idea. It's
but when you say less speculative, when you say less speculative, are you differentiating that from being entrepreneurial, from taking risks? What do you mean when you say less speculative?
There is a fine line between honest and earnest enterprisers, like we advocate, Jim, in our work, in our companies, and speculative capitalism, where it really is only the sole measure of churning money.
Go ahead.
So there are many companies, for example, that when you look inside the hourglass, the thing that's the top of mind for the firm is not just profit and profit margin or the quarterly return. They're thinking about materials. They're thinking about water. They're thinking about carbon. They're thinking about biodiversity. They're thinking about their dealers and their suppliers.
Let me say this about speculation.
So thriving, and why 93% of the businesses fail in small business after 5 years is that they're only thinking about sometimes too short.
Well, mostly it's because they're undercapitalized.
But
let me say this about speculation. The problem I have, I don't have a problem with speculation. I don't have a problem with taking risks, being entrepreneurial. I have a problem with doing any of that, with speculating in an enterprise that is not going to add value.
Absolutely.
You can speculate if your product is going to add value, but if your product is only going to leverage something another time and you're speculating on that, that's what gets us into trouble. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Bruce Piasecki. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.